Well, it's Remembrance Day, and there's commemorative events happening all over Windsor Essex. Pretty easy to find, basically at a cenotaph near you kind of thing. Usually it's good to be there by 10:30, and then the kind of speeches and events will begin at 11 o'clock after kind of the 2 minutes of silence. And you see people proudly wearing their poppies. I'm all about the poppies every year. I always make sure, okay, it's the last Friday in October, and they'll be taken off today. These are some interesting facts about poppies. There are more than 70 kinds of poppies. The one in Flanders Field is a common poppy, also known as a corn poppy or even a Flanders poppy, different from the kind that produces opiates called the opium poppy. So a little bit different there. Poppy seeds lie dormant until the ground is tilled. When the soil is tilled to plant, say, corn, poppies often come up. And they said presumably digging of graves in Flanders Fields did the same. Wow. That's what kind of you'd start to see the poppies come up. The poppy seeds in your bagel are mostly cultivated from the opium poppy. That's why poppy seeds are banned in several countries, including China. The worry is they'll be used to grow drugs. Now, because I've been a professional athlete, I'm in that world a lot, and they do drug testing. And I have seen some interesting stories, one of them including, they said they ate copious amounts of poppy seed bagels when they were trying to give a reason why they tested positive for an opiate. They said, one of them was saying meat. The other person was saying they were eating the poppy seed bagels, and that's why. Cause if it depends if it's trace amounts or full amounts, I've seen people use these excuses in just reading this right now, talking about, like, I don't know how many bagels and poppy seed bagels you'd have to eat.
But that would be considered a trace amount if you just had one bagel.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, how much do you have to eat to actually qualify on a drug test to say that you've been? Because I'm sure that's used, because I'm in the athlete world, but I'm sure that's also used. You know, there's some jobs that test, like drug test people.
Yes.
And you imagine that's an excuse that have been used by other people. Or, you know, some places use a lot of hormones in their foods. I'm like, well, I've been eating this meat. And right. They trace it back to that.
But to what extent? Like how much meat and
how much are you
poppy
eating?
Seed bagels do you have to eat?
Is that the only thing you're eating? The 25-cent coin with the red poppy released by the Canadian Royal Canadian Mint in 2004 was the first circulated coin in the world to have color.
Oh.
How cool is that?
That is
Remember
cool.
those poppy coins?
I think I still have a few around.
I loved those. I would love to see more of those. About half of the legally grown poppies for medicine are grown in Tasmania. That's where they're grown. Poppies have been used by humans for thousands of years as a traditional medicine. The remains of Neolithic humans in the Alps have been found with a pouch containing wheat, barley, and poppy. The Flanders poppy makes a compound that has an effect on people, but it's pretty mild compared to opium. Some neat things about poppies. When you see them around, you look at them a little differently, I think.
Have a poppy seed bagel this morning.
Oh, yeah. Get your body kicking.